Yesterday, Governor Doug Ducey signed a law suspending letter grades for Arizona public schools for the current school year. The grades reflect the results of standardized testing, which was suspended for the 2019-20 school year. Students will be tested this spring. There will be no letter grades for schools. And here to talk about that is Lily Altavina, education reporter for the Arizona Republic. Lily, good morning.
Morning.
So review for us what these school letter grades were supposed to do, what they mean.
Yeah, so A through F letter grades have been implemented for a few years now, and basically, you know, they hinge on test results, especially for the younger grades. So, you know, an A school is those students are going to do very well on the test, and they're going to show a lot of growth from year to year on the test. So a lot of that hinges on test grades.
Has the grade system been controversial? Was it a surprising decision to suspend them?
Yeah, the grading system has been very controversial just based on the fact that it is it relies so heavily on test grades. Whereas, you know, education advocates argue that it so much makes a school, you know, the teaching quality does, you know, whether a student is low income or struggling with other things like homelessness, that'll affect the grades. If a student is still learning English, that affects, you know, how they do on the test. So there's a lot of things that make up a school and make a school great and make a school not so great. So a lot of people argue that the letter grades don't actually reflect what a school is.
So suspending the letter grades temporarily, what could that mean for students?
You know, what it really means is that parents won't have those letter grades to see, you know, how is their school doing, or if they're considering a new school for their child, or looking at schools for their kindergartner to be, they won't necessarily have the letter grading system. But what they will have is access to, you know, the test scores from this year because students are still taking the test. You know, they'll have access to other data like disciplinary data, you know, how many experienced versus inexperienced teachers are in a school. So parents won't be completely, you know, without information. They just won't have those letter grades.
Lily, in the bigger picture, obviously, we've talked with you before about the technological disadvantages, the low-income students, how certain districts have been affected, and how, frankly, many students and parents have been affected by whether it's hybrid learning or in-school thanks to the pandemic. How does the letter grade situation sort of fit into all that in terms of just parents, students, teachers being worried that there's already been a lost year and maybe there's more to come?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are asking why. Why suspend the letter grading system? And the argument is that schools need a year off from these letter grading systems because, you know, it's been a hard year for everybody. Everybody has been trying to figure it out. And learning loss is a huge concern, which is why, you know, Ducey in this executive order yesterday also directed the State Board of Education to study learning loss. But I think the bigger issue is not necessarily our schools serving the kids well, but what do these kids need to bring them back up to speed? So I think the question is, how are we going to come together as a community to make sure that every kid gets the intervention they need?
All right. Lily Altavina, education reporter for the Arizona Republic. Always appreciate your time. Stay well.
Thank you.